The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's been a whirlwind few days in the United States, lots of things happening. Joining me now from America to talk about the latest developments, Terry Sheridan, Managing Editor of WSHU Public Radio. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Pat.
Now, it gets weirder and weirder. I was reading overnight that a sheriff has been charged with first-degree murder for killing a judge in the judge's own chambers.
Yeah, this is something that's it's still developing, and we still don't know why. But in Letcher County, Sheriff Sean Steins got into an argument with the district judge, Kevin Mullins, in the judge's chambers, took out his service revolver, and shot the judge. No one else was hurt. No one else was involved in the shooting. It was an isolated incident. But the investigators, obviously, right now is why. What happened that would raise some sort of an argument between these two men into a shooting. So there's no indication yet that there was anything personal. The only thing that we can see was that Judge Mullins was very vocal and very committed to sentencing drug users to some sort of treatment as opposed to sending them to jail. But even that's just speculation. So we have no reason yet to know why this happened.
And although, I presume they were alone in the judge's chambers. So
No one else in the judge's chambers. No one else was in danger from the gunshot. So it was in the judge's chambers. Yeah. But why? We don't know.
Now, CNN conducted an investigation into North Carolina's Republican candidate for the job of governor. He's currently the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. His name is Mark Robinson. And they've discovered a fairly shady past, a perverted past, it would look like.
Well, going back, CNN looked at the documents, various different things online, going back between 2008 and roughly 2012 about Mark Robinson, that he was very vocal on porn sites back then. He used the name Block Nazi. He said he was into, even though he's very anti-transgender rights, he was into, quote, tranny porn. He was perverted. He would frequent into site called Black Nude. And this goes against, you know, everything pretty much that the Republicans are standing for. He is running as a Republican in North Carolina. Donald Trump has enthusiastically endorsed him. You have to think that they did some opposition research on him, and either they missed this or they said it wasn't a big problem. The problem for the Republicans and Donald Trump is that North Carolina is a key state to their path to win the Electoral College. So he wasn't winning the race as of now. His poll numbers dropped considerably, obviously, yesterday. The question is why this happened and why this happened now. There was a deadline where Republicans could change a candidate, and there's some suggestion that it was actually Republicans who leaked the info to CNN to start this.
Now, this man is black. He's an African-American. And in 2010, on one pornography site, he allegedly wrote, "Slavery is not a bad thing. Some people need to be slaves. I wish they would bring it back. I would certainly buy a few."
Yeah, absolutely. Again, this goes against, if you wanted to take a stereotypical, if you wanted to create a cartoon stereotypical Donald Trump supporter, this would be it. And the fact that he's a black man just makes the story more bizarre. But again, the concern from Republicans and the hope from Democrats is that this will get more people to vote Democratic in the presidential election when it comes in less than 2 months.
Now, you mentioned the Electoral College and this system whereby it's not about the popular vote. It's about the number of Electoral College votes that you assemble. And I was reading that the Republican governor of Nebraska is thinking of changing their system of Electoral College vote distribution. It's normally proportional to the vote that you get in that state, although in some states it's winner-take-all. And he wants to change Nebraska to winner-take-all to give Trump a better chance of getting the White House.
Yeah, this is something, again, it's one of those, I don't want to call it a quirk, because obviously it's much bigger than that. But each state gets to determine how they allocate the electoral votes. Most states do a winner-take-all. So if you win 50.1% as opposed to 49.9%, all the electoral votes go to the one who's got the most votes. Two states, Maine and Nebraska, have proportional, and it's based on their congressional districts. The Constitution is clear that the states have the authority to say how they allocate their votes. So the race right now in the Electoral College is so tight that there is actually fear that it could come down to a single vote to determine who's going to be the next president. So Nebraska, again, they have three electoral votes, a relatively small state. Usually one around the city of Omaha would go to the Democrats. Republicans want to now make it that they can allocate all three votes to the winner take all to eliminate that possibility that perhaps a single vote could elect Kamala Harris as president.
But then in Maine, which is Democratic by and large with a few Republican voters, Maine says if they do that, we'll change our system to winner take all and counterbalance what the Nebraskan governor wants to do.
Yes, they said that. The issue with Maine, though, is that Maine is truly an independent state, and I don't mean that politically, but they're independent thinkers. Maybe that's it. In this election cycle, yes, they would lean Democrat, but in others, they lean Republican. So, again, a lot of states also, too, and have said that they want to make it, they kind of want to get around the Electoral College at all. They're usually Democratic states, so they're trying to get a majority of the states or a majority of the electoral votes. This is not going to happen before this election. But if they, in other words, that they pledge that they would give their electoral votes to the winner of the national race, who's got the most votes.
Now, we had a couple of electoral set pieces in the last 2 days. We had Trump saying he's going to take back New York at a big rally he held there. And then we had a virtual streaming event with Oprah Winfrey and Kamala Harris last evening. Any reaction to how that went?
Again, things seem to go well for Kamala Harris. She is very, you know, personable. She answers questions. I'm trying to say things that don't sound like a backhanded compliment. One of the critiques of Kamala Harris is that she's not taking many questions from the press. She's only held one press event. Tim Walz has only held one press event in which they took questions from reporters. So while the event went well for Kamala Harris, there's still criticism that she's not doing enough of that with the press. Donald Trump's rally in Nassau County, just outside of New York City, was a typical Donald Trump event. You had about 12,000 people inside the arena. You had a couple of thousand more outside who couldn't get in, vocal, but no real news out of the Donald Trump rally.
Now, there's some extraordinary stuff. I mean, people do question Donald Trump's mental health. And I saw a piece on Fox News where he's being interviewed about the debate, and he talks about the moderators challenging him. And he said, and the audience were shocked and horrified. There was no audience.
And there was no audience. No, and that is one of, I don't want to use the term genius, but that's one of the things that Donald Trump can pull off for his supporters. He can create a narrative, whether he truly believes it or not, who knows, but he can create a narrative and he can present it so that his supporters believe it. So whether it's something about the audience at the debate, which there was none, whether it's something about he's seeing television reports about people eating cats and dogs in Ohio, he can create something and people will believe it.
Or sending Haitian migrants back to Venezuela, of all places.
Right. Or J.D. Vance saying they come from the country of Haiti. Yes, they're going to Venezuela. Where do they come from, he asked. Well, you know, it's in the name.
And finally, I suppose, good news, the Fed decided to cut the interest rate by 0.5 of 1% rather than the quarter that might have been expected. Is that good news?
Yeah. That's good news. And again, it's going to bring down the cost, some of the cost of housing. Mortgages are going to go down. Credit card rates that will go down a bit. Mortgages, car loans, except would go down. Bit unexpected, but it's the biggest one in years. As you said, most were expecting the quarter point percentage. Republicans are saying that it's a way that the Fed is trying to tip the election to Kamala Harris. But people point to the fact that, well, the head of the Fed was appointed by Donald Trump.
Okay. Terry Sheridan, managing editor of WSHU Public Radio. Terry, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.